You're listening to Case 63, a Spotify audio series.
Beatrix, are you okay?
This is our final boarding call.
Oh, we should go.
Go.
What?
Go. I'll be okay.
Well, I don't want to leave you here. You're
no, please.
You're gonna miss
Marie,
the flight.
Marie, please go.
Okay, but are you sure that
I don't need you. I'm gonna be Marie.
I'm
just go.
In. Okay.
Are you okay?
Peter.
Okay. I need you to calm down. Just breathe. The vortex is lost. Let it go.
Marie knows my sister.
I know.
If I had given Marie the shot...
I understand.
I murdered thousands of people. Millions.
You sacrificed strangers in exchange for someone you love. I did the same. No one is prepared to make decisions like this.
I was...
We knew there was a chance it wouldn't work.
What happens now?
Nothing. We're not going to be able to stop Pegasus in this timeline.
Wait, what if I find Marie after my sister's treatment? I know where she's staying.
It'll be too late. The mutation causing the new strain will develop in Marie's body while she's flying to London. When the plane lands, 56 newly infected passengers will start spreading Pegasus, and it'll be impossible to contain. There is no vortex waiting for us in the future. This is now a lost timeline.
What about you?
Doesn't matter.
Is there a way to fix this? Please, is there any other way?
There is, but it's dangerous.
What do I have to do?
I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm just saying that from here on out, it's your choice, okay?
What do I do?
We talked about anonymous heroes who traveled to different timelines and saved countless lives, but will never be remembered.
Yes, we did. Fucking tell me what to do already.
You're not coming back here, Beatrix. After you fix it, if you fix it, you'll be alone. You'll be another dot in a universe that doesn't belong to you.
Just like you.
Just like me. But this isn't about me. Nothing's ever just about one person.
I've already left my life. I'm already stuck in a universe that doesn't belong to me, so please, just tell me what I have to do.
Are you alone in the bathroom?
Yes.
Are you sure? You
yes.
have to be absolutely sure.
Yes, I'm sure.
Listen to me very carefully. I need you to go to a stall, lock yourself in, and send me your exact location. Once you send it, it's important you stay where you are. Don't move.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
My location. Yeah, I got it.
Once you're in the stall, take enough flunitrazepam to be out in 10 minutes.
Okay. What's gonna happen? Will I ever see you again? Will we find each other? Peter.
It's important that no one sees you. I'm going to send your time and location to the people in charge of the project. They'll know what to do and they'll send you further instructions.
The project? The ones that sent you? Can't you ask them now?
No. I'll tell them in person, in 40 years.
Okay. Okay, I'm here. I'm in a stall, and I'm sending you my location. Now. There. It's sent.
Got it. Don't move. Take the pills now.
Okay.
Before you fall asleep, I need you to memorize this song.
What?
What you're about to go through will radically change the part of your brain that perceives time. The radiation left over from the trip will eliminate memories because the time in your memories will clash with your biological time.
Well, that means...
that you're going to forget everything. That's where the music comes in. It's been observed that music helps Alzheimer's patients. The brain stores memories of music and memories of events in totally separate areas. I don't need to explain it. You know what I'm talking about, so just listen.
Thank you.
remember this song. If you forget it, you won't be able to find the right vortex. You could lose your mind.
I'll be fine, Peter.
I know. I know you will. You're the bravest woman I know.
Are you there?
I'm here. I'm with you.
Will we see each other again?
Just remember, there's one timeline where things go the right way. Our Garnier-Mallet event. Don't forget that.
Stay with me until I fall asleep.
I'm here. I'm here, all the way.
Good. Good. Don't leave me.
I'm still here.
Peter. Hello. Easy. Easy. Take it easy. Calm down.
For the record, this is Dr. Vincent Caldwell, November 25th, 2012. Patient was found naked and rambling in a bathroom at JFK Airport. Displayed signs of personality disorder and confusion during police interrogation. Patient claimed to be a time traveler coming from the year 2022. Her behavior has been stabilized with 10 milligrams of olanzapine and 2 milligrams of haloperidol. I had her transferred to the hospital psychiatric unit where she'll stay until we know more about her identity and condition. Would it be all right if I recorded our conversation? Helps me think better. How are you feeling? Would you like a glass of water?
I'd rather have a cigarette.
I'm sure you would. Here.
Thanks.
Okay. Could you tell me how you would like to be addressed?
Why am I here?
For your safety, because if
What did you say your name was?
I'm Dr. Vincent Caldwell, head of the psychiatric unit. This is a unit of
St. Mary's Hospital. Yes. I know that somehow. I also know that you're going to write in your notebook that I'm a woman having a mental breakdown and... No, I can't remember what's next.
Are you aware that you're having a mental breakdown?
You tell me. I mean, I know you've already chosen a diagnosis for me hours ago. All of this tape recorder... This conversation.
You've been here before then?
Here. Many times.
Do you remember who you saw? The name of the doctor who worked with you?
Don't you feel as if this somehow already happened? You know, all of this? I mean, you, me, it's all the same.
For the record, the patient previously underwent psychiatric treatment?
No.
No?
I never received psychiatric treatment. It's the other way around. I had a mission.
You feel like you have a calling, like somebody's given you a mission?
Yes, I think so.
You believe you're special, someone with a special purpose?
You made me special. Don't you remember?
Well, let's see. Do you have any family we can contact?
I don't know.
Have you been hospitalized before?
No.
Are you taking any medication?
No.
Have you been diagnosed with any kind of personality disorder?
No.
Have you ever been in an inpatient care facility?
No, look!
Have you ever lost consciousness?
No!
Sit down, please.
I have to get out of here.
Please. Please sit down again. Thank you. Would you like some more water?
Yes. Thank you.
Tell me the last thing you remember.
From 2012. It's 2012, right?
It's November 25th, 2012, yes. Do you remember anything about the year we're in?
2012 was when Hurricane Sandy happened, I remember. I remember that back then we still believed in the future, that things would be okay. We thought things were bad, yes, but we also thought they could all be fixed.
Who do you mean? Who's we?
Everyone. The world.
What were you doing at the airport?
What was I doing at the airport?
You were found naked, disoriented, saying that the world would end in 2062.
I said 2062?
Yes, 2062. You mentioned that while being transported.
2062.
You come from the future, 2062?
No, no, I'm not the one that comes from the, no, never mind.
But you did say that you came from the future. Well, what am I supposed to think when you say something like that without a single shred of evidence?
This has already happened.
What has already happened?
This, now.
When did you cut your hair? Your tattoo looks recent. Do you remember when you got it or why you got it? Do the wings have a significant meaning to you?
I wanted to travel.
You were planning to travel somewhere?
I think, yeah, I think so. To meet someone. Someone was waiting for me. What did you say your name was?
You don't remember my name?
Peter. Your name is Peter.
My name is Dr. Vincent Caldwell. Yes?
Excuse me, doctor. Can you step out for a moment, please?
Okay. I'll be right back. All right, 215 East 29th Street.
What are you talking about?
Look at this picture. Who is that?
It's me. It's me. What is this?
A medical record. August 2010, patient goes into crisis after her 6-year-old son dies of a respiratory virus and pneumonia. On September 22nd, patient is hospitalized after a severe mental break.
Who are you talking about?
A year later, June 2011, another mental crisis. Patient begins to have delusions about the end of the world. Patient claims to receive messages from the future. Then, in November 2012, the patient undresses in an airport, says she comes from the year 2062, and that a virus called Pegasus will end civilization.
Pegasus?
Yes, Pegasus.
What are you talking about?
Your husband is outside. He wants to help.
My husband? That's impossible. I don't have a husband.
You were traveling with him, but he lost you at the airport. You took sleeping pills and had an adverse reaction. That's what happened, Emily.
Emily? Who's Emily?
Emily Sachs. It's right here on your medical record. Case number 63.
I remember that number. Case 63. I treated him.
Emily, you are case 63.
Case 63, created and written by Julio Rojas. Adapted by Mara Velez Melendez. Directed by Mimi O'Donnell. Starring Julianne Moore and Oscar Isaac. Executive produced by Julianne Moore, Oscar Isaac, and Mimi O'Donnell. Produced by Alexandra K. Brown and Katie Pastor. Sound supervision by Jonathan Roberts. Score by Mowat.